You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new report says Wisconsin needs to attract more than 250,000 people to the state over the next 20 years just to maintain its workforce. We'll learn more on how it'll affect our economy coming up.
First, students are getting back into the swing of things on university campuses around the state. That means catching up, maybe some parties, and for some students, high-risk drinking.
One UW campus is working to curb binge and high-risk drinking by going door-to-door at the homes of off-campus students.
Sandy Scott joins us now. She's the Dean of Students at UW-Stout, where they just rolled out this door-to-door program. Sandy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, can you tell me where the idea for this program going door to door came from?
Sure. We have an alcohol and drug coalition that meets several times throughout the year, just sort of always focused on ways we can continue to educate students around responsible alcohol and drug use. And we were talking about how we could continue to reach the off-campus population, especially the 21-plus population. It's much easier when they're on campus and are sort of a confined group. And in part of that conversation, I remembered a number of years ago, I had gone to a summit at the University of Minnesota where they talked about city council members who had joined together with local law enforcement to go door-to-door in some neighborhoods of the university to welcome students back and talk more about, there it was, safety information and who their city council member was. So I remembered that concept and proposed it to some members of our coalition here as a way that the university could engage with that population.
And who is it who's going door-to-door knocking on off-campus student housing?
It's faculty and staff members who volunteered their time to do that. The core group was made up of members of the Dean of Student Staff, our alcohol and drug coordinator who works in our counseling center, and then we just put the call out for other volunteers, and a number of folks rose to the occasion and said they'd be more than happy to interact with our off-campus students and help with this initiative.
And my first thought was, it's startling when someone comes to your door. How is this, do you think, going over with students who are going to have, if they answer the door, maybe a difficult or at least a thoughtful conversation that they didn't expect?
Yeah, initially I do think students were surprised, especially we broke it out over 2 days. Although word had spread by day two, and we actually had a number of students who said, oh, yeah, I was waiting for you. I heard you might be coming. But the first day, of course, there were some students who were surprised. But once we identified ourselves and indicated that we were there to welcome them back, that was our first order of business. And then we walked through the bag of information and three key points that we wanted to hit on with every student. By the end of the conversation, students were really appreciative. We received a number of comments of, wow, I'm surprised the university cared about us off-campus students. And we're like, we absolutely care and want you to know you have access to resources even when you live off-campus. So they responded very, very well.
So these information packets, what's in them?
There's quite a bit of information. In addition to the information, which I can walk through in just a minute, we also had some local establishments, businesses, who gave some freebies, handy wipes, bottles of water, things like that. So there were also just some giveaways in there for students. But in terms of information, it contained a number of items. Some of the most popular, the ones we highlighted, one was really about social hosting, and if particular student or group of students was going to choose to host, how they could be responsible hosts. We had information related to also should they choose again to be a social host, what they could do before and after the party to be a good neighbor. And we included information on the Menominee ordinances and what students might see as potential fines if the party were to get out of hand, as well as what might be the consequences they might face on campus. One of the most popular pieces of information in there was a card that we called the birthday crawl, and it was ways that students could celebrate their 21st birthday in a smart and healthy way, and it contained or listed a number of freebies that they could get from restaurants and other establishments items for free on their 21st birthday. We actually received a lot of comments about that. We've actually had a couple students stop by and who actually live on campus and ask if they could have one of those too, since students are always interested in free food. We had information on how to watch your blood alcohol content for men and for women, because that does vary. Other information related to voter registration, student health services, and counseling services on campus, and information for how off-campus students could access those services. So it was a pretty big bag full of information for them.
We're talking with Sandy Scott right now, Dean of Students at UW-Stout, talking about UW-Stout's new door-to-door program working to educate off-campus students about the dangers of high-risk drinking. And Sandy, you mentioned these three key points that you want to make sure these students come away with. What are those points?
The first one for us was really that if they are going to choose to drink, and we know that a number of our students, both on and off campus, choose not to drink, and that's certainly, that number actually is increasing for us every year. But if they are going to choose to drink, that they do so in a way that really avoids the high-risk behaviors like drinking and driving, drinking to the point of incapacitation, leaving an incapacitated person alone, being a responsible social host. So really avoiding the high-risk drinking behaviors. The second key point was if there's a fellow Blue Devil who needs help or assistance, that we hope that what they'll do is step up. We ask that our students not be in a bystander, but instead that they do intervene to help a Blue Devil in need. And the third point was that here at UW-Stout, Blue Devils take care of each other, and that is what the university expects them to do.
And students have been receptive to this. Was anyone not happy about having this conversation?
We know that there were a few places where students didn't open their door or come out and talk to us, and that's totally their choice. But that was actually fairly rare, and we really didn't have a single situation where students were said, don't bother us or don't come back again. Students were really pretty receptive and seemed open to the fact that a university staff member cared enough to spend the time contacting them and talking with them.
Now, I know that UW-Stout has had a handful of alcohol-related deaths in the recent past. Do you think that this effort is something that will make a difference in that, and that students are ready to hear, maybe because there's also awareness of what can be very severe consequences to high-risk drinking?
Yeah, we hope so. I don't think there is one magic answer. I think our coalition, we talk all the time about in order to really work hard to make sure that those deaths and injuries don't happen, it's a constant approach, a three-pronged approach of engagement, education, and enforcement. And so this particular Knock and Talk initiative really capitalized both the engagement and the education piece. And so our goal is that we'll continue to engage in all three of those areas in an effort to hopefully make a difference and to not have additional student deaths. We know that ultimately student responsibility is what comes into play, and student choices that they make and how responsible they are in their choice to drink. And we want to do our part. Ultimately, we know that we are just one player, but boy, we're an incredibly important player in helping students make those good choices.
And you said students love that card about 20 things to do that don't involve alcohol for your birthday. Is there something there, do you think, teaching students about how to have fun without alcohol being the focal point?
I do think that's it. And normalizing behaviors that are about having fun without alcohol is an important piece of that. So some of the promotional materials that we do throughout the year really normalize that. And our data shows this, that the vast majority of students don't engage in high-risk drinking behavior, that the vast majority of our students do drink responsibly. It's that percentage that don't, of course, that get the attention, and unfortunately when really tragic and bad things can happen. But I think normalizing for students that it's okay to have fun without alcohol is a really important part of the role that we have.
Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
That was Sandy Scott, Dean of Students at UW-Stout, and she joined us to talk about a new program there going door-to-door to combat binge drinking.